ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities are searching for a motive following yesterday's deadly shooting attack at an ICE facility in Dallas. Security at immigration offices now stepped up.
Wednesday's shooting happened at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office in a busy industrial and hospitality district.
It was weird when I heard that it was in Dallas.
Dallasite Joe Monroe.
And then to come to find out it's three doors down from where I'm working.
The sniper was on a rooftop about 500 feet from the immigration facility. Investigators say Joshua John was targeting ICE officers, but one migrant was killed and two were wounded. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The new top prosecutor for the Eastern District of Virginia is expected to seek a grand jury indictment against former FBI Director James Comey, sources tell ABC News, for possibly lying to Congress 5 years ago. First-time applications for jobless claims dropping last week by 14,000 from the week before. In all, 1.9 million Americans are receiving unemployment benefits. This is ABC News. California's governor criticizing his own party, saying Democrats are missing opportunities to connect with the youth vote.
On stage at the Clinton Global Initiative Conference in New York, California Governor Gavin Newsom said Democrats have lost a critical voting bloc that once helped elect Clinton in the 1990s. Newsom saying it's hard for members of his own party to admit Democrats are avoiding the issue of the crisis of men and boys in the form of suicide rates and dropout rates.
Charlie Kirk's ability, what he was able to achieve in terms of organizing the campus, he was able to produce and organize around that in a deeply meaningful way. And the Democratic Party was nowhere to be found on the issue.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Sprout Organics expanding a voluntary recall on some baby food pouches after routine sampling found they may contain elevated levels of lead. The 3.5-ounce packages of sweet potato, apple, and spinach were sold at Walgreens and independent retailers across 28 states and online. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We've got some positive news to share about a group of Green Bay's Preble High School students. A group of students has organized a fundraiser called Touchdowns for Hope in honor of their DECA advisor, whose mother died of cancer 2 days before the group's national competition last year. Despite the personal loss, that advisor flew to the competition for the week, saying she couldn't let her students down. The Touchdowns for Hope fundraiser will take place at Preble's football game tomorrow night against Appleton West. Students will be selling donated gift baskets with proceeds going to families with children who have cancer. Preble's been surrounded by controversy after police found a gun in a backpack a couple weeks ago, prompting new security measures for the entire Green Bay Area School District. The district's Director of Communications, Lori Blakesley, tells WGBW News the efforts of their DECA students are just one of the many positive ways Preble students show up every day. The Green Bay Packers rank near the top in many areas, but now there's one more to add to the list. The Packers rank among the NFL's top social media powerhouses, according to a recent study. The online betting site PickWise analyzed the performance of every NFL team across TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X for all 32 teams in the NFL to find out which teams are dominating the social media space. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. The study's author says the Packers' high ranking comes from having some of the highest numbers on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X in the league. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back to begin their final home series of the regular season against the Reds tomorrow night. The crew with a 3-1 win in San Diego, thanks to an RBI by Bryce Terang and solo home run shot in the ninth by catcher Danny Jansen, originally from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Just feeling more confident at the dish. Got to be on time with a fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe. Yeah, just put a good swing on it.
College football, the Badgers have a bye week. Up next, they'll face number 19th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Urban Meyer saying on a podcast Wisconsin could not afford to fire head coach Luke Fickell after his contract extension. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday night. Micah Parsons asked, how does he think he'll be greeted by the fans in Dallas?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause, and there's no hard feelings there, at least for me, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. Best football you're going to get in Dallas when it's Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
That's Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. Tons of sunshine, not only today, tomorrow, but for the entire weekend and even into next week. And unseasonably warm, too. Highs today reach the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we slip to 70. And for the weekend, high temperatures flirt with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, a beautiful Thursday. Eric here, good afternoon. It's Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. And the kindness.
WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
live and kicking local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Good afternoon. I think they're trying to fatten me up here. Like every day I come in and there's like a new box of donuts, Glazers and Dunkers. Yeah, you know where they come from. I don't need to say the name. But I think I might have finally met a dunker that I don't care for. There was banana dunkers. And I like bananas, but it doesn't sound appealing to me in a donut. Is there a type of donut that you won't eat, or is it pretty much fair game? I'm not a big fan of jelly-filled donuts either. So, yeah. Just about everything else, though, yeah.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Always On Point podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Chain gang, that's the sound. shame.
Seven point nine local news and timeless hits. It is time to testify. Coming to the stage, to the pulpit, Brother Love.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. And the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, brother, love, say brother, love's travel and salvation show. Bet you could hear yourself sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake. What it's there for.
Hallelujah.
And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand.
Hallelujah.
Reach it out to the man up there, cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match.
shoes and an alligator hat. Winter pearls and a diamond ring. Got brave, but on a finger now and everything. Devil with the blue dress, blue dress. The finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like her like that. Devil with the blue dress, blue dress.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. While the federal Equal Rights Amendment has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday. Co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, the ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic." At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president, Irene Strobin, said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
"I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts."
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
"Every single child deserves this. All religions, all genders, all sexualities, all races, all abilities. They deserve the Equal Rights Amendment."
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Tons of sunshine, not only today, tomorrow, but for the entire weekend and even into next week. And unseasonably warm, too. Highs today reach the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we slip to 70. And for the weekend, high temperatures flirt with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WGBW.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Coming up after 3 o'clock, your next chance to win and the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Right now, 96 Tears.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you crying. 96 tears. Cry. Cry. And when the sun comes up, I'll be on top. You'll be right down there looking up. And I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now, I'll just cry.
something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Strikes deep.
your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
George Harrison, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. The first of the Beatles to have a big solo hit, you know, after the band broke up. We got some new shows on the weekend now, starting with Sunday mornings from 7 to 8, Lean Local. Green Bay Area Issues, that show is hosted by former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. Yes, I think you might recognize the name. Also on Sunday mornings from 10 to 11, Always On Point with Kristen Ambrose. And that will be discussions on the local real estate market. So two new Sunday morning shows here on 97.9.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Grab your lederhosen and your dirndls because it's Oktoberfest. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Appleton Oktoberfest is this Saturday, September 27th, beginning as early as 9 a.m. There's going to be live music, bunch of tasty, amazing food vendors throughout College Avenue, arts and crafts, and a family fun area. So don't forget to grab your stein, dress up, and enjoy the fall Oktoberfest in Appleton. Check it out by going to WGBW.fm and clicking events.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You're about 20 minutes away from a keyword that could score you $200 and some gold jewelry. Right now, it's Five Stair Steps, 97.9. Ooh, child.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are getting
it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
To be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Present. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Hide and seek, what's its name? All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't. To go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. To go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and authorities in Texas say yesterday's gunman who killed one detainee and wounded two others intended to target ICE officers.
The 29-year-old shooter acted alone, according